Chapter 1. The Prophecy. The night sky over the city of Eden is desolately still. The wind slowly drifts through the dark air, humming. The stars shining above and the bright lights from skyscrapers twinkle in the darkness. Seven figures emerge. The figures are riding circular hoverboards, looking as if they are standing on glass. The figures are draped in long black cloaks. They appear to lack faces, their hoods creating dark shadows upon their hidden countenances. They are the Night Riders. The Night Riders move through the sky with precision and stealth, camouflaged in the darkness. As they slowly approach a grand sept. The sept looks almost out of place against the rest of the city. The sept is a grand structure, looking as if it has been standing for thousands of years. Atop the sept perches a golden stone phoenix, standing on a smooth stone pillar. The bird's wings are spread, guarding the sept and the surrounding garden. A line of tall, white cherry blossom trees surround the sept, acting as walls between the sept and the rest of the modern city. The Night Riders skim the leaves of the trees as they enter the grotto. Monks in white silk robes patrol the grounds below. Each appears as a speck of light, using their glowing hands to illuminate their path. They remain oblivious to the Night Riders in the skies above. The Night Riders land gently on the roof of the sept, unnoticed. The leader, in a distinctive silver cloak, approaches a grand circular skylight. The leader peers down into the sept. Pews line the room below. Monks patrol within the cavernous depths. A great statue of a woman stands at the back of the stage, arms spread like the phoenix. The leader turns back to the Night Riders and signals. Five of the Night Riders glide back out into the night. Only one remains with the leader. The two stare at each other in silence, for they understand their task. A cloud of black smoke spreads up into the sky above the entrance to the sept. Golden jets of light shoot into the sky from down below. Blasts echo into the silent night. The monks and Night Riders go to battle. The leader peers back down into the sept. The monks that were guarding the inside of the sept are now gone, rushing to help in the ongoing assault. The other Night Rider takes out a black device with a shining white long drill tip. The Night Rider holds it up to the glass of the skylight and begins cutting it, without a single noise being made. The leader grabs the now free circular pane of glass with their sticky fingers, setting it next to them. The leader looks to the other Night Rider and falls through the circular opening. The two Night Riders spread their cloaks out, gliding to the golden carpet below with a soft thud. More monks enter the room, fists glowing. The Night Riders quickly slip behind the pews, their dark cloaks blending them into the surroundings as the monks go running by. The two Night Riders run down the aisle. They head through a door next to the stage, which opens into a long stone hallway. Immediately to the right is a stone stairwell leading up. The leader nods to the other Night Rider, who sprints up the steps. The leader carries on down the ominous hallway. Torches along the side ignite. The whole sept rumbles as the battle outside rages on. Adrenaline pumps through the leader's veins. They know time is of the essence, but they have no means of processing it. How did I get into this situation? The leader thought. A 17-year-old kid. There was no time to dwell on this. If they are going to make it out of this situation, only one thing could be on their mind. The mission. The leader runs until they reach a large wooden door. The door, like the rest of the sept, looks like it has been there for eons. The Night Rider attempts to push the door open, but it doesn't budge. They place their hands upon the door gently and take a deep breath. Dark chakra seeps into the door like a black plague. After a few moments, a click is heard, and the door slowly swings open, creaking as it does. Behind the door is another stone stairwell. However, this stairwell leads deeper down into the depths of the sept. The Knight Rider quickly moves down the steps. Time is pressing. The door closes with a loud slam and clicks again, locking the Knight Rider in. The Knight Rider moves down the steps three at a time. The only light is a faint blue glow emanating from the bottom. The air grows more frigid with each step. Time continues to tick. As the Knight Rider reaches the bottom, they are blasted with icy cool air. The true dimensions of the room they just entered were impossible to determine. The darkness surrounding looks endless. Floating around the room are a sea of blue puffs. The puffs are dense, each emitting its own soft blue glow. The puffs float solitarily, being cautious not to bump into one another. These were no ordinary puffs, however. They were prophecies. The Knight Rider looking for one in particular. Time is ticking. The pressure to find what they came for is mounting upon the Knight Rider. Nerves are overtaking them. The prophecies all look identical. How were they supposed to find the right one? As far as the Knight Rider could tell, there was no clear way to determine one from another. Then they hear it, whispering. The Knight Rider turns on the spot slowly. Falling behind is a prophecy, whispering unintelligibly. But the Knight Rider is certain this is the one. The Knight Rider and the prophecy stare at each other as if they are meant for one another and only one another. The Knight Rider slowly moves towards the prophecy, the others moving aside, clearing a path. The chill from the prophecy falls over the Knight Rider as they approach. The Knight Rider reaches out. The prophecy absorbs the Knight Rider's hand. The feeling, sensational. It was an icy feeling, as if they just put their hands into freezing cold water. However, it was not a bad feeling. As the feeling rushes through the Knight Rider's body, the whispering becomes clear. The prophecy's voice is soft and cold.
The threats of light and dark sever. The threats of calamity are sown. The one rises. The chosen. Souls, there are few who know the secret of the thread and how the chosen will sow. To prove the chosen who sows, the one must forego, for calamity is foreshown.
The Knight Rider quickly pulls their hand back from the prophecy. The sensation stops. They stand there quietly, processing what they have just heard. The prophecy floats away, rejoining the sea of blue. The door atop the stairs clicks. The Knight Rider turns into the darkness of the room. A glow of light is moving down the steps. Four monks reach the bottom of the stairs. They peer out into the room, attempting to see through the thick darkness. The Knight Rider is nowhere to be seen. The monks are ready for a fight, their glowing light chakra hands at the ready.
"We know you're down here," one of the older monks says.
No response. Only the rumbles from the battle are heard in the silent room. The monks split up in an attempt to search the dark room. With only their hands as lights, they are having a difficult time. The Knight Rider moves through the darkness, planning their attack. The Knight Rider emerges briefly from the darkness before disappearing again with one of the monks. The monks lets out a horrifying scream. The other monks turn in the direction of the commotion. The Knight Rider jumps out from the darkness, their arms fully covered in a dark glow of chakra. The Knight Rider punches one of the monks in the face with his fist, incapacitating them. The other monks begin firing beams of light at the Knight Rider. The prophecies fly out of the way to avoid the beams. The Knight Rider dodges them, firing beams of dark chakra back. They block the shots with their hands. The Knight Rider, still charging the monks, shoots a blast at the legs of one, sending him crashing to the floor. The Knight Rider fights the other monk, making quick work of him. The Knight Rider turns. The monk they shot in the legs is getting to their feet. The Knight Rider runs over, jumps into the air, and like the other, punches them directly in the face, sending them crashing back into the ground. The monk lies still. The Knight Rider takes a breath. Realizing that time is running out, they spring back up the steps and emerge back into the hall. The Knight Rider sprints back to where the two riders separated. The stairway is empty. They wait for a moment. Nothing. Where is she? The leader thought, nerves setting in. Time was running out. The Eden guard would arrive any minute. Would they have to leave her? That thought was unimaginable. No one left behind. That's what they agreed upon. Finally, they hear the sounds of feet jumping down the steps. The other Knight Rider merges back down into the hallway. They nod each other again, confirming their missions were successful. A shot of light chakra shoots right by them as monks come running at them from the other end of the hallway. They quickly sprint through the door, back into the main chamber of the sept. They each pull out their hoverboards and jump onto them, flying straight through the glass skylight, raining shattered glass onto the monks below. Beams of light chakra skimming past them. The night sky is no longer peaceful. Most of the trees are on fire as the battle out front continues. The leader throws a black ball up into the air, clicking a small button on it as they do. The ball explodes like a grenade, projecting fireworks across the sky. The two Knight Riders wait as the others come gliding up. One of the Knight Riders is clearly injured as they are being supported on another's glider. The group zooms off into the dark sky. A spotlight shines on them. A massive blimp slowly approaches.
"This is the Eden City Guard. Land your vehicles or you will be shot down. This is your first and only warning,"
the blimp orders. The leader motions for the Knight Rider helping the injured one to continue going. The others turn to face the blimp. Shots of light chakra shoot out from the blimp as the Knight Riders approach, each of them dodging the blasts. They fly around the blimp, sticking triangular devices all around it. One of the Knight Riders is hit by a chakra blast. They are knocked off their board and begin hurtling towards the ground, attempting to use their glider to slow the descent. The leader notices this and turns on the spot, nosediving directly towards the falling Knight Rider. The leader's cloak is flying back against the wind like a great cape. The leader catches up to the falling Knight Rider, grabbing them by the arms and pulling them onto their board. The leader meets back up with the remaining Knight Riders, the blimp still in pursuit. The leader stops, turns back to the blimp, and presses a trigger in their hands. The triangular devices explode all over the blimp, setting it ablaze. The Knight Riders watch as the blimp crashes directly into one of the skyscrapers, sending it crashing to the ground. The Knight Riders are illuminated by fire. The bell atop the sept echoes loudly all around. The leader slowly turns and glides off, the Knight Riders following, disappearing into the dark night sky, leaving only Calamity behind. Chapter 2, The Trials of the Chosen.